This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm going through statistics here. I have statistics in college. You ever take that course, Jennifer?
By the way, it's the DJ.
Got an A.
Did you? Of course you did. You got A's in everything, I bet.
No, I didn't. I had to work at that, but I did.
Really? Mm-hmm. Kara, you do very well in school. Kara Schillen here. Without Victoria, we have Kara and Jennifer here to bring you around to a focus on reality. So, what about it, Victoria? What about it, Victoria? I'm kidding.
Oh, what's your name?
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, Kara.
I never took stat, but I did pretty well.
Did you?
Yeah, I got straight A's.
Nothing, straight A's.
Nothing. I was fourth in my class, not number one, but I was pretty close.
Fourth in your class? There
fourth
were five
in your
kids.
Class?
There were only there were five kids, but I beat somebody. No, there was what was there? There was 400 something. So
it doesn't surprise me at all. I think you're a very intelligent lady.
It surprises me a little.
Let's get to, we'll put Kara on the spot.
Oh,
Jennifer,
great.
What is the longest word, we'll see how smart you really are, schmat you are, the longest word that can be made using the letters only on one row, the top row of the keyboard?
QWERTY.
Huh?
QWERTY. You know, QWERTY. That's a word, right?
No.
The QWERTY keyboard?
No.
Also, you're saying the top row? Because right now I've got F1, F2, F3, F4.
No, that's the number one.
The longest word. I'm staring at my keyboard now. If only they would rearrange themselves without me having to do it.
Fourth in your class? Let's get with the program.
Yeah. That's where this whole question came from.
I never claimed to be fourth in my class.
Here you go. What's the word?
Try.
The longest word that can be written using the letters on the top row of the keyboard.
Port.
Nope.
How many? Can I get a hint? How many letters is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Begins with a T, ends with an R.
It uses every single letter?
No, it does not. But all the letters in it come from the same row.
Well, you didn't say that.
I did too. I said, tell me what the word is, the longest word that can be made using the letters only on the top row of the keyboard.
Exactly. So, but the other thing that you just said is that it doesn't include all of the, that it has other letters that aren't on that row.
It does.
Okay.
There are letters
in the
word that are not, there are letters on that row. For example, a U is not in this word.
No, I'm not saying you have to use every letter on the board, but it has other letters that aren't on it. So it's not just the longest word that you can make using those letters.
Number four in her class. What?
Jen, am I crazy?
You don't know what's going on.
Uh-uh.
I totally tuned out. I have no
you
idea.
You asked for the longest
word. You tuned out.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is mental gymnastics to get your mind going so you'll sound good on the other radio
your
show.
Your gymnastics,
you do.
I belly flopped.
Okay, what's the word then?
The word is typewriter.
T-Y-P-E-W-R-I-T-E-R. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Longest word can be made using the letters only on that top row of the keyboard. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here tomorrow, same time, same station, with perhaps another brain teaser.
See, here I was trying to make, you know, a word with just using all those letters once. No wonder I could only get port.
It's all in rules. All in the rules.
All right, next item. The Skullduggerous Dudes Department has three names in it today. We'll start with Bill Cosby, who has, again, I wish this, why doesn't he, I suppose I choose what to talk about, and we all sort of have some input. I probably could have left him out and wouldn't have made any difference, right, Jennifer? or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big story. Gloria Allred, your buddy, sent me an email last night saying, going back to court today.
Really?
Civil trial against Cosby. So the criminal trial ended as it did last week with a deadlocked jury. Now a civil trial with another one of the accusers starts up this week in Santa Monica. Gloria Allred's going to be going after him for some cash.
So the PR team that he uses was embarking on a so-called town hall tour to try to teach young men how to avoid being accused of sexual assault. His publicist said, quote, "The town hall meetings are not about sexual assault. I will repeat, these town hall meetings are not about sexual assault. When we initially talked about the town hall meetings, it was about restoration of legacy, to talk about the restoration of this man's legacy that was destroyed by the media before he even had a chance to step into the courtroom. That's what this is about." Really? So there were two things. There were a couple of stories last week. I think I ignored both of them, but I thought this was sort of interesting because they were going to put him on a PR blitz, yeah, trying to get him on television shows, radio shows, meet with people, kind of like politicians do, and set the record straight. But the subtext of this was aimed at married men, and it was on, quote, "how to avoid sexual assault accusations." The statute of limitations of victims of sexual assault being extended. So this is why people need to be educated that a brush against the shoulder, anything like this, could be considered sexual assault. Really? You going down that street? Can it? Really? Can you be accused of sexual assault if you brush a woman's shoulder? I think I brushed your shoulder when we were together.
I suppose you can accuse anyone of anything, but I don't think it would get anywhere. I just don't think that Bill Cosby is the one who should be teaching people how to avoid.
That seems like mindless.
I mean, I don't know who these public relations people are, but I mean, just kind of give it some time to cool off. You know, let him go back on the road and do his comedy tour. He doesn't have to go and do these town hall kind of
things. Would people go see him, you think?
He's very
funny.
Would you? And yes, I've seen him, and he's hysterically funny.
Do you think he's still funny now? Because
I just saw him a couple of years ago. He's very funny.
But I mean now. I just feel like every picture, and obviously Lightable. He's going through a lot of stuff, but I feel like every picture of him, he just looks so dead on his feet.
I kind of think that's by design, by the way.
Mm. You think? Because you're trying to make him look that way.
I had Gloria Allred on my local program last week, and she said that he's fine. Who knows? The guy could be in health trouble. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell.
How does that make you feel then? Because that makes me feel more angry and annoyed.
That he's putting this all on?
Well, a lot of times it's not necessarily the person. It's the legal team that says, do this, do that. They're coaching their people to get the best possible outcome. And who knows? I mean, it could be legitimate. The guy's almost 80
years old. Then let's see how that applies to Martin Shkreli. Is that how you pronounce his name? Another dude who is skullduggerous. Shkreli. Remember him? He was the fellow, the pharma guy, who became famous or infamous a couple of years ago by raising the price of that, what is that, the Ephra, what do they call that thing?
I don't remember what it was called. It was an HIV AIDS drug, wasn't it? Yeah.
Raising it by 5,000%. Mm-hmm. But he got caught for another reason. He's in jail or he's on trial. And the jurors used words including evil, snake, and greed to refer to him. Several believed incorrectly he had been responsible for the price increase of other drugs beside this one. They're trying to find a jury that will give him a fair trial. But most of the people that came in for testing, this reminds me of an episode of Bull. Have you ever watched that TV show with Michael Weatherly?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I do too. Frankly, he's very likable, and it's
interesting the way they put the show together too. It's not traditional.
It is. And it's interesting how he matured from the character of Dinozzo, which was kind of a bad boy kid, to this mature guy who is very smart, and it's a good show. I think it fit well for him. Anyway, so what I'm doing is going through what some of these would-be jurors were saying. I don't think I can be fair. My opinion is well formed. I don't like him. I have total disdain for the man. So that is how do you, and the trial against him has nothing to do with the drug policy. nothing to do with what he did there, right? Mm-hmm.
It's about some kind of fraud, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he was using...
They can't get you for one.
Right. I guess he was using money from investors to pay off other investors and basically just using money that he didn't have.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, I mean, this case is curious to me because I wonder how they, like for Bill Cosby that we were just talking about, how do they get jurors for that? Do people,
has to know.
Are there really people who are unbiased and people who just don't care and so that they think they
yes, they've been shipping jurors in from North Korea.
Well, apparently North Korea thinks that Trump is Hitler, so I'm not sure that they would they'd be unbiased.
The third skullduggerous dude on the list today is, in fact, Kim Jong-un, who, according to Dennis Rodman, when he is not busy setting off missiles and laughing into cameras, his day-to-day life is mundane.
I heard he likes to sing karaoke and ride horses.
He likes to sing karaoke. He likes to
He sounds like he'd be a good contestant on The Bachelorette. If he likes to sing karaoke and ride horses.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. He is, if you look at some of his photographs surrounded by his adoring children, or his smiling military advisors, or his wife, R. Solju. He likes to have... he's a big dessert eater, really. By looking at him, you can never tell that, right? He's been in the focus, obviously, because of the stuff with Otto Warmbier. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Warmbier, uh-huh.
Warmbier, yeah. But he blamed Trump for that.
Right.
It's Trump's fault. Actually, Obama, I think, too, is in that. But, yeah, he likes horse ladies. He likes horses and horse ladies. Let's see, what else has he done? He has a complicated yet simple life, said one person that was associated with Rodman, who apparently is bringing back some sort of photo of the two of them together and the family. As he's in a family portrait with Kim Jong-un. His favorite food is cheese. He loves cheese and wine.
Sounds like we could get along. Karaoke, cheese, wine. He likes dessert.
Right.
Other than the missiles and being a crazy dictator, score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He fell off his bike and has a problem with his ankle, apparently. Had surgery to fix the problem. It created a cyst on his ankle. So anyway, he spent $300 million last year to live, according to the records. According to, I don't know, how they get that record? Where did that come from? One would wonder. Huh. So, all right, is that enough about Kim Jong-un?
Interesting. Listening to Dennis Rodman, I don't know if you heard the audio of Dennis Rodman after he came back. I think he was on Good Morning America with your favorite interviewer, Michael Strahan.
Oh,
And he was crying, Dennis Rodman, about how he feels that the North Koreans are persecuted and that they're just good people and that he wants to talk to Donald Trump to try to make a peace agreement, and he's sure that Kim Jong-un would want peace. It's very odd. I don't know. I mean, look, everybody has a friend and everybody has a parent that loves them. You know, just because you're unlovable to most of the world
somebody loves
doesn't
you.
Mean that
right.
somebody doesn't love you. I mean, we see it all the time. I mean, even the most grizzled axe murderers have a mother that still loves them, right?
Right.
But he was so emotional.
It's just weird because are we the ones that are persecuting North Koreans? I think that most people agree that North Koreans, the normal citizens, are probably good human beings who are just normal and living in a weird situation.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's us that are putting them in that situation.
We'll finish the conversation in this segment by extolling the value and virtue of Al Franken's latest quote. Yesterday, he said, "Democrats have got to stop riding in limousines." Okay, generally,
you know,
you can use
he's
that.
He's not wrong. I saw that quote. He's been all over the place with the book tour, but he's not wrong. I mean, really, I think the problem with the Democratic Party is they're the party of the very rich and the very poor, and they left the middle class behind.
Ah, damn them. 21 past the hour.
Be use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Change after the hour. It's the musical portion of this hour, starting with a focus on Brad Paisley. Well, actually, there are three folks here together, Jennifer. Paisley, Haley Steinfeld, and Lady Antebellum are going to headline the 4th of July fireworks spectacular, the Macy's 4th of July parade. The stars, I suppose, if you want to be corny, the stars in Stars and Stripes are coming out for this year's Independence Day parade and the lineup. All of the later on in the show today, Duke Fakir from the Four Tops. They're also going to be a part of the celebration this 4th of July. So let's see here. Brad Paisley, Lady Antebellum. Say it again, Doug. Lady Antebellum. And Haley Steinfeld, who is both a singer and an actress. She's making
names. Yeah, she's in True Grit, remember?
She started there. Yep, yeah. Right. They are a few of the people going to perform at the largest fireworks display. That'll be in New York City. Let's see, who else is going to be there? Heather Headley, I don't know who she is. Who's she?
She must be on Broadway because she's a Tony-winning singer, so I would think she's a theater person.
Country singer Craig Campbell, in relation to Glenn Campbell? No? Yes?
I don't think so. Maybe.
USO troupe of Metropolitan New York, opera singer Jamie Barton, and the West Point Glee Club are going to be there, plus the co-host of American Ninja Warrior. I don't get that show.
I know, it's such a crazy show.
What a silly show.
I was watching the summer schedule, and I was looking at the program got on my DVR this week. It's all game shows like that now.
Oh, yeah, tons of game shows this summer.
That's all there.
Yeah.
I think
Steve Harvey has three on his own.
Maybe. Yeah, because he's doing, what is it, Thunderdome now, which is like the same as Shark Tank. And then is he still doing Little Big Shots? Is that on?
Yeah, I think so. Yep, that's
and then Family Feud. And
Family Feud's everywhere.
Oh, my God.
All over the place. Hostess, the people who make the Twinkies, have a problem with Chance the Rapper. I saw the headline of this, Jennifer. Chance the Rapper calls out Hostess for using his brand to sell coffee cakes. I was thinking it was a hostess in some restaurant somewhere.
Hostess with the mostest.
Yes, right. These people make Twinkies and other cake treats. I think when they went bankrupt, didn't some Mexican company buy them out? I think they did make all that stuff out of Mexico now. Anyway, he was after them using Twitter, not what they were looking for good publicity. He called them out over a tweet from last week where a hostess put a hat on top of a box, a chance-like hat on top of a box of its apple streusel coffee cake, and asked how good is Chance the snacker, comparable to apple streusel coffee cakes. Chance's response came after asking not for some of the coffee cakes, but how about you give me my coin, he wrote. Give me my coin. Hostess has stopped the original post. So, there you
go. It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
Just a box of streusel with a baseball hat on it. Chance the snacker.
Former Black Sabbath drummer and co-founder Bill Ward, selling 200 pieces of studio and stage gear, the official Bill Ward Reverb Shop, opening the 28th, which is tomorrow, include drum kits, drum heads, cymbals, other pieces from his legendary career. Notable items, six-piece cymbal set used on tour during classic recording sessions between 68 and 71. Let's see, what else has he got here? 10 storage facilities was holding 150 different drum heads. Good God.
Wow.
That's a lot of stuff. He says, I've collected a lot of things over the years, trying to thin some things out. Who'd be interested in that?
I don't know if Rich likes Black Sabbath or not, but anyone who, Phil, who works here, is a drummer. Anyone who's a musician who's into this kind of music, I think they would love that.
They have a story to tell.
28 past the hour. Stories abound on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, stepping out with your cat. You know, years ago when I started talking about the concept of teaching a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, literally people wanted to put me away for a long time. But, you know, it's way too dangerous. It wasn't like when I was growing up where we could let the cats out in the backyard and let them run around. There's coyotes, there's packs of dogs, there's crazy people. So keeping your cat inside is important. However, it's also important because they are nomadic in nature to give them the opportunity to see the great outdoors. However, letting your cat roam loose is just way too dangerous. So you can teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. I know what you're saying, but you can. Follow my advice here. First of all, get a figure eight harness. Just lie it right alongside the food dish every day before you even think about putting on the cat, so there's a positive association. After a couple of days, just put the harness on, and before you feed him, take it off after you feed him. If you practice every single day, eventually the cat will enjoy the harness, you'll add a leash, and the two of you will be strolling around your neighbor in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, the DJV experience on the radio and all over the place except for the moment. Those of you who are trying to find us on TuneIn, come back in a little bit. There's these technical glitches, the technology, man, I'll tell you, it's great when it works, but when it doesn't work, screaming, where is the feed? Where is the show? Michael Horn, who is related somewhat to Jennifer
Horn. I love him.
Yes, I love him as well. Not the same way you do, but he is sending me emails back and forth about some things, the business things we were talking about. And I finally just said to him, hey, pal, why don't you just go to bed? Or I took your suggestion. I said to him, either get on the phone and go on the air with us or go to bed.
Right.
Either
get on the air or get...
Excuse me, exactly. I'm going to do a lot of sleeping. Okay. There is grinching going on in England today. The Grinches are unhappy because the Queen is getting
All hail the Peen.
Just listen. Calm down. You'll get the story in a moment.
All right. Here we go.
The Queen and her family are in charge of the Crown Estates. The way they get their money... They own a lot of residential properties and commercial properties and businesses and land, that sort of thing. And because they're all performing well, the Queen gets an 8% increase this year.
Nice.
So the public loves the Queen, loves royalty, but they don't like the fact that the Queen gets $76 million a year. Well, actually, now it's $82 million because of the increase. And apparently, in American money, it goes up to like $100 million by next April. So if you want, you like royalty, and the royals have lots of privilege, and they have lots of taxpayers' money, but it really isn't. This is why I'm interested to see how we might do this in America. We probably couldn't. But they don't really get taxpayers' money, although the taxpayers would get the money from the Crown Estates, which are owned by the government. But they really are. It's sort of confusing. The Crown Estate Company, which is the company that funds the Crown, is privately owned, but yet it's public money. It's privately owned because the Queen and her family are the owners, and they're a private entity. But they get the money that would otherwise go, if the state owned all of these properties, and then the money would go to the state. But I don't see how I don't know what their beef is here. I don't see how the state would own them necessarily. Some other private company that owns real estate would own all this land, I would have thought. So I don't know what the beef, I don't know what they're upset about. But they're upset. But they still love the Queen. But how about that? And by the way, maybe what they're upset about, because the Buckingham Palace facade, outside, inside, they're redoing the whole palace, $369 million it's costing them to do that, and the public is paying for that, not the Queen. The Queen and her family maintain most of the other palaces that they own, but they don't have to maintain Buckingham Palace. That's done at the cost of the British taxpayer.
So do they get to take all the stuff that goes out of Buckingham Palace and they actually bring it to their other palaces? Is that how they get new stuff there?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. Wow, that's a great question. I don't know.
I would do that if I could. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. All right, men and what they do to themselves. I was looking at a study. Let me see if I can find it again. About men and what they're doing to themselves. There's a survey out today, Jennifer. A third of men asked say they have faked vacation photos. This is from the Doug Stephan Wowzer department. More than a third of men admit to engaging in a bit of vacation doctoring, saying that they posted a photo on social media that makes it look like they're staying, eating, or visiting something that's much different than what they're actually doing. Wow. Women are less dishonest about their trips. 26% fake it. Get it? 30% of Americans admitted to this self-aggrandizing behavior, although the number rises sharply to 56% among millennials. Kara, what's the big idea?
Yeah, all those
faking?
Vacations you think I'm going on, I'm actually just posing by the pool.
I think you faked when you broke your leg. I think you were faking.
Fake.
It's true. It wasn't real. Fake. I don't have an actual niece. Those pictures are fake. Everything on my social media is fake.
Yeah. Damn. What do we do about that, Jennifer?
I'm surprised, though, that guys do it more than women. I would think that women would be the ones doctoring their photos.
What's in it for them?
Because women get all upset that everybody's life looks better than theirs, and so then they go, I'll show you.
I don't know. Maybe guys think that they'll get more ladies if they think they're going on expensive trips or doing all kinds of cool stuff. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know any. Well, maybe all my guy friends are doing this, and I don't realize.
All right. One of the other things your guy friends are doing is having plastic surgery, Kara.
Ooh.
Plastic surgery. As a matter of fact, remind me to mention this to Warren tomorrow. 500,000 pet owners last year did implants and did some sort of stuff for their dogs, doing plastic surgery, nose jobs on dogs, that kind of stuff.
That's so weird. Who does that on their dog?
Who knows? People.
Is that real?
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, actually, now that I think about it, I had a nose job. Charlotte had a nose job. She had a tail tuck. When she was young, we fixed her eyes and her nose so that she wouldn't have the same problems other dogs with short noses have.
So, I did the same thing.
Did you?
I did the tummy tuck, and I fixed my nose, and I got myself in good shape.
Wait a minute. You've got your face in good shape. What about the rest of you? Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer's dad, the Honorable Michael Horn, is here, who decided to take me up instead of going to bed. He decided to be a hamburger and call the program to see
what's
going on.
Which means I'm
going
to go to bed now.
Yeah. Back to bed.
So I was working on my vacation photos right here, and I had a picture of you, Doug. I was trying to slip into a couple of photos that I had here to say that I was hanging out with you. Yes, I like to go ahead and work on my vacation photos from time to time.
Actually, we have a couple of legitimate photos like that. The one you took was that last month at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena. That's a good family vacation.
Yeah, you and that filet looked really good together. I was a good pairing.
A filet of crummy, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. So, have you ever had any plastic surgery done? Ever contemplated doing
any
plastic?
Yeah, Dad, have you ever done anything?
I squeezed a few pimples now and then, but that's about it.
Really?
Sorry for sharing.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Doing and thinking are two different things. Did you ever think about having plastic surgery, like having lipo or having your face fixed, your nose, your chin, any of that stuff?
No, not really. I haven't thought of that. I thought in recent years, as I eat too much instead of dieting, it might be easier just to do a liposuction and then continue eating. But then I just dismissed that. I thought that might be unhealthful.
What about the wine, though? The wine, you wouldn't stop. You might change your food routine, but not the wine, would you?
Oh, yeah. I'd change it. If it was health-wise, I'd change it.
Jennifer, I think, if I'm not mistaken, your father has a dimple, doesn't he? Or does he have a dimple on both sides of his... of his chin?
No, he's got a cleft chin like I do.
Didn't know you noticed, Doug.
Do you have a dimple, Doug?
I have dimples.
Well, I used to. I mean, as a kid, I always had them because I'd get embarrassed when I'd go to the Bank of America and some woman behind the counter would say, "Oh, he looks so beautiful and his eyes are so wonderful." And I used to like, I don't want to go to the bank. This lady's embarrassing me.
All right, so to fix that,
I wish there
were women that would say that.
the men who are getting dimple plasty are spending between $2,000 to $5,000
to fill in the dimples?
Yep. The doctor makes an incision inside your cheek, removes a small piece of cheek muscle, and attaches the remaining muscle to the underside of the skin, which leaves a permanent indentation, which creates a dimple for the people who don't have it. So you can get dimpleplasty to create a dimple or to remove a dimple.
Oh, boy.
$5,000, please.
I've got a few on my rear end they could start spackling through. Uh-huh.
I think I could take a screwdriver. I've had accidents in the shop before with, when I'm hammering and stuff. And so I think a guy's face looks good when it's, like, weathered. So if you had, like, an accident or something like that, I think women kind of enjoy that kind of manly, rugged look.
Really?
I would. If I was a woman, I'd go for more of the rugged, you look like, Doug, you work outdoors. You've got that kind of rugged, good looks about you.
So are you saying that I appeal to you, Michael? Is that what you're saying?
I think you always have. That's why I'm doctoring these vacation photos.
We'll have to speak to Cynthia about that. All right.
There you go.
Anything else that you'd like to add to the, Michael and his daughter Jennifer run the fabulous CRN Digital the situation in Los Angeles, well, actually all around the country, all around the world, you can hear performers that are exclusive, like Robert Conrad and Fred Dreyer. Although Jennifer and I are heard on CRN.
Doug and Jennifer.
Yeah, but we're not exclusive there. We're
everywhere.
Victoria, right.
All right, exactly. Come on, you're all there. You're all on the network. Come on.
We are.
Show prep here since, Radio America is now carrying the What's Cooking Today show. I was doing show prep to get ready for my big show coming up later on today.
Really? What time would
Charlie
that be on?
Charlie Pride, big guest, Charlie Pride, the pride of country music.
Charlie Pride.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the big food story today, Daddy?
He fits right in with the rest of the, he's, what is he, 85 or so now? He fits right in with the rest
what you would call, his music is played in Willie's Roadhouse. That's when you get older.
Senior.
You graduate there. Yeah. You and I actually are heard at Willie's Roadhouse as well, too.
That's not surprising. All right, so
what's
was
the big food
other?
Story? Yeah, big food story today.
There's a Brazilian, tainted Brazilian beef. There's a USDA is embargoing some tainted Brazilian beef today.
That's very true. I had that in food news. You beat me to the punch.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
There's a cow of the future we're going to be talking about, too. Scientists are developing a heat-resistant cow of the future, which you would be interested in, Doug.
A heat-resistant cow? How are you doing that?
From the University of Florida, they're trying to breed a cow of the future. They want a more heat-tolerant type of a strain of a cow, a Brangus cow, as they call it. It's a cross between an Angus and a Brahman, and it's called a Brangus.
Really? They're very ornery. They're extraordinarily ornery.
There you go. That's the problem, then. That's why they can tolerate heat.
Yeah.
They get hot and angry.
Yeah. It was something...
Angry.
Or hangry. Thank you, Jennifer. I knew that was coming.
Where the heck? I had that story, as a matter of fact. I was going to go on with
I
the other
that
story.
Word hangry, by the way. Women use that when they're hungry and they start to get upset.
Get angry.
They're hangry.
We're hangry.
Okay. So women says that to you, get them a Brangus cow here and get them to meet each other. There you go.
Okay, time for Michael to go back into retirement.
I'm going to go to bed now. Are you done with me? Thank you. Just one of the great entertaining shows. I love listening every day. You guys do a fabulous job.
That's because you're proud of
your
daughter.
Hey, don't do any more emails. Go back to bed. Oh, yeah, aren't you proud of me?
You should be proud of your daughter. You should be very proud of your daughter. Yeah.
I'm proud of all of you. You do a fine job there.
Yeah. Well, we learned everything we know from you.
That's actually true on my account.
What do you mean? You didn't learn anything from me?
Oh, yes, Dougie. I'm sorry. I was just talking to my dad. I'll tell you that later.
Okay.
Mara is awfully quiet during this segment. I can tell. She's just kind of hanging out wondering what happened to the show.
If no one else is going to go to bed, then I will.
Right. More stimulating talk radio. Here it is. All right. So.
All right. Have a great show. I'll be listening. I'm tuned in.
Are you really? I thought we didn't have anything that we had. The stream was gone. What are you listening? You're listening
at
CRN.
It's back up now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. So they can tune in.
Yeah, your stream's been on CRN. I'm listening to you there. You're locked in.
Okay. Nice to know. Thank you very much, pal.
A little delay. I was on the doctoring the photo story. I hadn't gotten quite to the dimple story yet, but you got me caught up. Thank you for bringing me the live action. Now I can go and review the show.
This is the place to catch up on what's going on in the world, pal. Talk to you later. Michael Horn.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, bye.
Are you hiring? Jennifer, are you looking for people at CRN?
We're always hiring.
Always.
The shingle's always out, sure.
Yes, exactly. All right, so if the shingle is out at your place and you don't want to do it the old-fashioned way, you want to use new technology, you want to use the best technology, you want to use ZipRecruiter. Post your job to hundreds of sites, one click and one click only, and then watch their powerful technology efficiently match the right person to your job better than any other facility. They do it better because they just are better. They have the best technology, the best people, and they will find the best people for you at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you need ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Well, you need it to get the best people for whatever job you have available, but you also can use it free. ZipRecruiter is free the first time when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's it. You'll screen, rate, and manage the candidates in one place. The easy-to-use dashboard is at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it now. Find out now why businesses of all sizes are using this to get the most qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time with emphasis, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it today for the job that you need. The person will be there tomorrow. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doctor in the house. Yes, in fact, there is. Dr. Jack Stockwell has shown up on the scene with an overview of what's going on with Monsanto and Roundup in the state of California, brought to you by the folks who bring you the way to beat the odds, super beats for energy, for strength, for function, for a better life all the way around. You need every day to go to the cupboard, get out the super beets, put a teaspoon into a glass of water, and then drink it. And within minutes, you will have your body be overcome by the strength that your muscles have, your brain has. Everything comes to attention, if you will, using super beets. So if you want to find out what other people, millions of people around America have found by using this fitness in a glass, all natural, all natural, super beets. It is food. That's why Jack likes it so much. It's food. That's what it is. It's just
food.
Well,
that's exactly how our bodies have been designed to function.
Right.
By eating what came from the earth or something that ate what came from the earth, not from other sources. That's it.
So get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you're not on the Super Beats bandwagon, go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com and order there, reorder there, or you can call 800-655-4183. But I think it's easy. I've been told by people that use the website, it's easy to go to DougLikesBeats.com and order Super Beats. Doug Likes Beats, all one word, DougLikesBeats.com. Okay. So the state of California has declared war on Monsanto. It's about time. What's the story behind the story, and how does this affect us medically, Jack?
Well, California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment has declared that glyphosate weed killer is a known cancer-causing carcinogen that will be added to the coming scope of Proposition 65, and which should be in the 2018 election, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody knows about Roundup, but not everybody knows about glyphosate. And in
fact, that's what's in it, isn't it?
Well, that's it. That's the main chemical activity that occurs inside of Roundup is this glyphosate. It's a weed killer. And beginning the 7th of this month, which is what, just next weekend, a week from this weekend, California says that Monsanto has to add a warning label to glyphosate products. In other
California,
words,
let's underscore that. Say it again.
California. Right. And the thing is, the cancer warning has to be on the bottle of Roundup, but the cancer warning does not have to be on the thousands of products that have been produced with glyphosate-saturated poisons of wheat, barley, rye, things like this, where it's commonly used. So a lot of the cereals and the breads and the muffins that were made from wheat and rye and barley and whatever products that were sprayed with glyphosate do not have to have the cancer warning on it. Mm-hmm. And so CNN just recently published this investigative article documenting the toxicity of glyphosate. And they said in the special report, glyphosate herbicide likely has given thousands of people cancer. So kudos to California to tell Monsanto, you've got to warn people that Roundup can cause cancer, but you don't have to put any warning labels on the foods that are carrying glyphosate.
Unbelievable.
So another big reason why you need to buy organic.
Don't you think? Wouldn't you say that was a step in the right direction?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. You know, they tried to do the same thing in Oregon and Washington, but Monsanto's power was so great, they stopped that from taking place. Mm-hmm. Canada has they're saturated up there with warnings about this stuff.
But you see, they keep saying, now here's the deal with the argument against all of these things is, without this, we can't feed the world. The population is growing so quickly.
That's the argument.
We have to have more food, and this produces more food faster so that we can take care of more people. Therefore, we are the heroes.
Hogwash.
Well, that's maybe BS is even more appropriate.
Well, it's your show, and children are listening, so.
Well, BS could be Blarney Stone.
Okay,
Blarney. It is Blarney, that's for sure.
Blarney Stone.
It's big Blarney.
Yes.
All right, so that's good news. That's I don't mean good news. It's important news.
Said, it's a good step in the right direction.
Yes, it is. All right, Jack Stockwell, check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is website for all the important podcasting that he and his wife do there. Very important information, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.